What's up, guys? My name is Mr. Joe, and this is Youth Force Chronicles, a podcast for teens by teens. And we're going to get to talk about jobs and careers. And with our special guest here, we have Mr. Christian Soto. And today we're going to get to talk about esports, getting the game. Let's get it.
Are you ready?
What's up, guys? So glad to have everybody tune in to Youth Force Chronicles. Today, I have an arrangement of people here today, and it's going to be such a good time. Again, we have Mr. Christian Soto. We're getting to talk about esports, but before we get into that, let's share with our audience about who we are, you know? So let's go to do some fun facts. We're going to start this new segment. We're going to do this from now on. And to start things off, my name is Mr. Joe, and a fun fact about me is that I don't like cats. I don't like cats.
I completely disagree with you.
You disagree?
That's wrong. That's wrong. You shouldn't do that.
Cats are so low, maintenance that they're actually great pets.
They are great pets.
Yeah.
I like to be greeted at the door, though. I'm with Joe on this one.
Well, I mean, cats do that. Like, they'll greet
you at the door when they're hungry.
They greet you at the door by knocking stuff over.
When you get a good cat that can just, like, lay down with you and just like snuggle up in your lap, that's great. But like my cat right now that I have, he's a straight hunter. So he's a hunter. Yeah, he just goes outside and brings something back. So
he said, "I got this for you."
He says,
"It's a present for
don't
you.
Don't worry about food tonight. I got you. Have some dead rats."
My cat's dead inside, dude. He's got three legs.
three legs.
He's not hunting nothing, dude.
He's enjoying life.
He said that one thing got more legs than me. Nah, I'm good.
He's not going to be able to chase anything down.
Nope. Looking like a tricycle.
He'll like look out the windows at the birds, and you know, like he wants to go, but he knows he can't.
Is he missing a front leg or a back leg?
He's missing a back leg, so he can't jump for nothing.
He's got no power.
So he can't even be a cat.
No, you hear him coming down the hallway. He'll like thunk, 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 thunk.
It makes me think of Tigger. Man, me over here roasting a cat. Couldn't be me. All right, let's go down the line. Who's next?
My name is Emma, and a fun fact about me, I have 3 dogs and 2 cats.
Ooh.
Starting off strong. Apparently Joe does not like them. So.
No, I don't.
Back to talking about cats.
I know. Yeah. I don't like your cats, actually.
Oh, wow. Well, my cats don't like you either.
I'm just kidding. I don't even know your cats.
Mr. Whiskers and Bluebell.
How many legs they got?
Bluebell?
They got 4 each.
That is Bluebell ice cream. Okay, I might give Bluebell some grace.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Next.
I'm Floyd, and I jammed 2 of my fingers playing football today. So.
Ooh. That's
2 of them.
Yeah.
You probably shouldn't catch the ball anymore, Floyd.
I know. I didn't even catch the ball. I touched it. I grazed it with my fingertips.
You could be a running back, and you don't have to catch it. You just hand it to you.
But yeah. Still probably jam his fingers in the way, too.
I have a toe on the ground.
Just roll an ankle. So many things can happen.
Dang. All right, who's next?
My name is Levi, and I have
2 left thumbs.
I do not. I have 2 dogs and 1 cat. My cat's name is Momo. We named him after Maurice from King Julian from the Madagascar movies.
Yes.
We have a puppy and an old dog, and my puppy's name is Chewy. We named them after Chewbacca.
Nice.
Ooh. So.
Dang, I had a dog named Chewy as well, named after Chewbacca.
Really?
Yeah, I did.
No way. Yeah.
Yeah. Y'all just bonded just like that.
Yeah, and then my old dog, we did not get the name, but her name is Stella, and we got her when she was 9 years old, and she's now 14.
Wait, so you never named Stella?
No,
somebody else named her.
We did not come up with the name. Just so you know, she does stink. Okay. And mom, so each name kind of fits pretty well.
Stella, you stank. You stanky Stella. Stankerilla.
Oh, my disrespect.
God. Oh, jeez. These poor cats. Joe's just like roasting all of them.
That one was a dog.
Wait, what? No, Stella's a dog?
No, yeah, Stella's a dog.
Stella was the cat.
They're also both dachshunds.
Mm. Dang, man. So, if Stella was a cat, shoot, who knows? Who knows where I would go? All right, next.
I'm Mr. Christian. I'm the Teen Center Director and Esports Director. And my fun fact, I have 3 dogs, no cats. I've actually only had 1 cat that I actually liked in my life.
One cat.
It was, I didn't like it at first because the first time I met it, it clawed me from my wrist to my shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, one fell swoop. That was fun.
And then
I started to really like it because it defended our house like it was its castle. And like a black lab, I remember waking up one morning and hearing a yelp from a dog. And I look out my window and my cat is just going, just attacking this black lab.
Yeah,
and it won, and it actually killed the dog.
Killed the dog.
And she's killed like raccoons. She's gone now. This is my childhood
this
cat.
Kind of, this
but
dang.
She was intense.
She kind of sounds like my cat.
But, she's so square up.
She was really, she was cool with but us, but she
kept
she did
her
not,
job.
She earned her place.
Took her job. She said, I'm agent.
Right at our table.
I'm agent 47.
She kept the guy's population down.
That's right. Uh-huh. Yeah. That and birds and all kinds of stuff.
Maybe a person or two.
Maybe. Who knows? Yeah. You never know.
Oh my gosh. Well, folks, just another fun fact. I actually don't hate cats. That was just.
Just took us on a trip.
I know.
Feel betrayed.
Yeah.
You felt betrayed.
That was there.
Okay.
I'm all disgusted.
Right. I'll give you a real fun fact, okay? Fun fact about me is that I'm Mr. Joe, and this is Youth Force Chronicles.
Nice one. What? That was not funny.
Wait, what a spin.
What a spin.
Who would have ever guessed that?
All right, and then to pause, this will be the... All right, cool. So, to get into the next part of this podcast, we would like to do a game with you all. And since we're talking about esports, what? She said no. It's the interview.
Imagine not being able to read.
Imagine having glasses.
Don't be shaming people.
I forgot that's a source.
I really hope nobody heard what I said.
Okay. All right. We'll run that back. Okay, guys. So now that you learned some stuff about us, on to our fun
facts. More fun facts.
More fun facts.
This whole show is just going to be fun facts.
Segment was fun facts. Now it's more fun facts.
Next segment will be
not fun facts.
I also got a dog.
You have a dog? Oh my god!
His name is Doge. I invested $12 million in Dogecoin.
Doja Cat. But it's a dog.
Listen, we did not talk about Doja Cat.
Okay, we'll try that again. Okay, guys, now that you learned something about us, let's get into the interview. Okay, Mr. Christian, first off, what is it that you do, actually? Before I ask any other question, what do you do?
As I said before, I'm the Johnson Teen Center Director, as well as the eSports coordinator, not the neighbor,
for
the Boys and Girls Club here.
Okay, and so how did eSports come about in your role?
Yeah, so I've been trying to get it going here for about 3 years now. It really kind of, I've been a gamer my entire life. Everybody always told me, I'm not going to be able to make a career out of that. Stop playing too much video games, yada, yada, yada. Mm-hmm. And I went to Illinois for a while and worked at a club up there, and they had an esports program, and that kind of sparked my interest in it. And wanting to bring it here when I moved back down here. And one day they finally were like, all right, we're going to go all in on this esports thing. And so that's kind of how it all started. And, now being able to go back to all those people and be like, ha, Video games is my job now.
Eat it. You know,
it was really great. I mean, it's something I never thought was going to happen.
Oh, for sure.
So it's a lot of fun, too. A lot of fun.
What was your favorite game playing that you played growing up?
Favorite game had to be Skyrim.
Mm.
That's a timeless classic. You know, it's something I had on every single one of my consoles. Something I still have on my consoles now. So that one's pretty high up there. Love that game.
I just have a quick question. What console do you use?
Right now I've got a PS5 and a PC.
That's the correct answer.
I started out on Xbox.
Ooh,
and was so big on Xbox. And PS5 exclusives really just started speaking out to me. They started reaching out there. You know, God of War, MLB, Gran Turismo, all those. I just felt like we're much better than what Xbox had to offer. And so I kind of switched to PS5. But I'm starting to kind of go back now to Xbox.
Don't do it.
I know it's been rough, but
it's the dark side.
But you know, those having a PC, you know, I'm able to get a lot of those exclusives. You know, like Spider-Man games are on Steam now. MLB is on Xbox now. God of War is on PC, Steam now. So, and PS5 starting, they're starting to trip, man. It's getting crazy over there at Sony. So I don't know. I've been going back and forth on whether or not I'm going to make the actual switch, but yeah. Right now it's been mainly PC and PS5.
I would not switch. Xbox is just not worth it.
My bank account agrees with you.
Okay, let's open the question up to everybody. What's everybody's favorite game that they've played?
I'll go and go first. Minecraft.
That's a good game.
It's just hard. It's hard to compete with. Okay. It's Minecraft. It's the GOAT. It's the greatest game ever. Mm-hmm. Like I play it.
Isn't it like top selling right now?
Probably.
Like most sales for a game or whatever.
Yeah.
I know there's
until GTA 6 comes out.
Yeah, there's a lot.
You are not allowed to play GTA.
No, so I'm never playing that.
We don't accept that game.
For Minecraft, there's actually a lot of things going on with Minecraft in the world of esports right now. So if you didn't know that, yeah, there's like all kinds of training programs that you can get certified in
Minecraft.
Yeah, 100%. Yep, that's one of the things. Like first things I learned about is how many programs they have to teach through Minecraft and teach about Minecraft. It's nuts. And that was a game like I never got connected to, which was weird because I was never like I'd always just go into a cave or build a very simple house. And then you know, my wife being artistic goes in and builds this masterpiece. And I'm like, I've got a cobblestone house.
I got a rock.
It's not just a rock.
It's a boat.
Living like Patrick.
Yep.
The pioneers used to ride these things for miles.
That's right.
Okay, who's next? What's your favorite game?
Oh, I played Dead Cells for a while, like a lot.
Dead Cells?
Yeah, Dead Cells. It was like a dungeon crawler. It was all 2D, like Metroid or something.
Yeah.
It was pretty fun.
Okay.
Gotcha.
Okay, next.
I have never played a video game in my life.
I've not played one.
Have you played a phone app game?
Like Clash of Clans, you know,
that's a good one. Those count.
Yeah.
No.
You've never played a game on your phone?
I have not. I've had my phone since I was 9 and never had a single game on my phone.
Dang.
Listen, right now I'm addicted to...
What did you play? Board games?
Yeah, actually.
Hey, don't hate. That was my childhood.
Playing some Scrabble over there. some solo Monopoly.
We're more into card games.
Solo Monopoly.
Alone in your room, like, be allowed to...
Yeah, play solitaire when no one else wants to.
I have all the $500 bills and Boardwalk.
Just to add something else in there. How do you guys feel about Uno? Since we'll keep you included. Board games are games.
How do we feel about Uno?
Yeah.
I love Uno.
I love Uno.
I wish we'd be able to agree on a rule set.
Uno's a really fun game if you don't, like, read the rules.
That's fair.
Like, you take, like, four decks. Yeah. And you take, like, the face cards out of all of them, and you put them in one deck, and then everybody's having a really good time.
So, Uno has face cards?
Yeah, it's, like, the ones with the numbers.
The wild
cards.
The wild cards.
Okay.
You know how, like a deck of Uno will have, like, that one blank code that you can customize?
We don't talk about the customizable one.
I got
an Uno deck for Christmas one year, and I was like 8. And in my 8-year-old mind, I took that card, grabbed the Sharpie, and put draw 15 cards.
Mm. Oh, that's not.
And
that's
someone drew. That's nothing. Every player draw 15 cards.
Every player draw 15
so
cards.
So every player had to draw 15
I've seen,
cards.
I've seen worse. I've seen worse.
I think it might have been more than 15. I do not remember. I don't even know what happened to that.
Since
deck.
You asked her, how do you feel about Uno?
Oh my gosh. I'm at that point where I'm playing Uno No Mercy.
Hold on, wait. Did you just Uno reverse?
I Uno reversed him.
Uno No Mercy. That's where I'm at right now. No Mercy means there's literally no mercy. If you draw up to 25 cards, you're automatically out of the game.
Yeah, okay.
If you have 25 cards in your deck, you're just out.
Or are you saying, like, if you draw at any total point 25 total cards?
No, it's like if you have 25 cards, you're out. Like, we don't keep you in no more. There's a plus 10 card. There's a plus 6 card. There's plus a card six. In there that makes you draw, like, pick a color, and you have to draw until you get that color.
Oh, man.
And is it? I promise you, you never think about being a lucky person. You're just like, man, I just hope that I find my card.
The sweat starts
going down. Is this like an official Uno deck?
Oh, yeah. Uno No Mercy came out Thanksgiving time. That's the card deck to ruin families.
isn't there another one they call like Dose or something?
Yes. That one's even more complicated.
Dose?
You have Uno. I've not heard of and that. And there's Dose. Uno, if Dose. There's Trace, I'm scared.
With Trace, you have to combine all three decks together. That'd be kind of cool.
It's not one game, but it's two.
It's five.
But what if there's three?
If there's three, oh my gosh. Chaos.
Chaos.
Okay, so my next question was, yes. Okay, so to circle back to Skyrim, would you care to just demonstrate for the audience the Fusro-da, like if you were to get all dramatic and stuff?
Well, something in the many years that I've played Skyrim, the small things I've noticed is that each race actually says it differently.
Ooh.
Yeah, and believe it or not, which always boggled me, was that the Wood Elves, who are like the smallest characters, had the deepest voice.
Would you care to demonstrate that?
Okay,
gotta think deep.
You want the full word of power there, or you just the force?
We want the power, man.
Okay. Podcast is gonna like cut out. Everything's gonna be
everything's gonna like
flying everywhere. You gotta dig deep into my Dovahkiin powers here. All right, you ready?
I'm ready.
Fusro-da.
We need like the whole like sound to come in the dungeon.
Yep.
Oh, that was incredible.
Thank you.
So to segue from our interview portion, we got a quick game. So tune into that. Okay, so a part of our game today, talking about esports, we are going to ask you some questions based on like esports terms.
Okay.
And we're going to see if you can get this right. Okay. All right, Levi. Levi's the one that prepared all of this, and we're going to just let him take it away.
Just to start out easy, what does PvP mean?
It's player versus player.
Okay, correct. What does LAN mean? LAN.
LAN?
Yeah.
Oh, I know what it is. I couldn't tell you what the letters stand for, but I know what a LAN is.
Okay.
Ooh, what's your best guess?
Yeah. Let's think here.
Personally, what I thought it was before I researched it was I thought it had to do with like internet.
Mm-hmm.
Like it had to do with my internet connection or whatever.
Like the LAN cable.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Is that not what it is?
Yeah, that's what it is.
I thought it was.
It has to do with Wi-Fi.
Your internet.
Oh.
Like it is your Wi-Fi. If you connect to someone's LAN, you're like hosting a game.
Okay,
the N's got to be network.
Probably, I would assume.
I think it's local area network.
Okay, yeah. Yeah.
That's what it stands for, so.
The fact that he just remembered that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, what does aglo mean?
Aggro?
Yeah.
All right.
I'm just pulling out.
Once again, I know what it is. Is that an actual like?
That's what
acronym. Thank you. There's the word. Yeah. It's an acronym.
Wait, is it a whole acronym? Like each letter means something?
I know what aggro is because I'm pretty sure aggro is just aggression.
Yeah.
It's targeting aggression. So like if you're playing a MOBA, for example, and there's what do they call them? Minions. And so it's like targeting the minions aggro. So you're the focus of the minions. Aggression.
You ever seen More Dots, the YouTube video?
I have not.
Very funny.
Gotcha.
Yeah. All right. let me think real quick because
I got one.
What do you have?
What does CPU stand for?
That's computer.
Computer.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. What does COD stand for?
Call of Duty.
Okay. What does DBZ stand for?
One more time.
DBZ.
DBZ. Oh, that's an easy classic. It's a Dragon Ball Z right there.
Okay.
Really? I didn't even know that.
That's actually a long used esports term right there, Dragon Ball Z.
Hmm. Oh, for real?
No.
It's like, oh my gosh, you taught me something. Yeah, I didn't know. No, it's not.
Yeah.
Oh, you got to go ahead.
Yeah, does anybody else have one?
No.
I ain't got nothing, dude.
Emma, what does camping mean?
Oh, we don't promote camping.
What?
It's when you go outside and you bring your tent.
Wait, isn't that when you like guard something and won't get away from it?
Oh, essentially, yeah, that's pretty good. Yeah, you're just sitting in one spot, not moving.
Yeah, it's also kind of like in my experience. I mostly play Fortnite. Like that's the kind.
That's unfortunate.
Dang. Mm.
It used to be good. Okay. In November, was good.
I give Fortnite,
2019, it was good.
I give Fortnite the fact that they created an entire new game system in the Battle Royale and brought it to console. I give them that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think Fortnite's probably one of the best games. It just kind of fell off a little bit.
It just started stealing too much of other people's things.
Yeah. Also, it's weird because like, sometimes I'll go from like watching like YouTube to then playing Fortnite. I'm like, what's the difference? There's all these icon series emotes. It's the same thing as like the TikTok video sounds or whatever.
Yep.
And I'm just like, what's even the point? I went from watching YouTube shorts to playing Fortnite. What's the difference?
Yeah. Because he said it. What does emote mean?
Emote? Emotion. Or am I right on that?
No, it's
I don't know if it's emotion, but it's
like emoticon.
An emoticon's like an emoji. That's what emojis are. Yeah. Emote is a action you do in the game that
like a dance?
Kinda, yeah. That signifies like an emoji. I'm okay.
I can do a couple Fortnite emotes.
You can do some Fortnite emotes.
Yeah, the floss.
Yeah. Okay, I can do that. I forgot that one's in the game.
Yeah, that's one of the first ones.
Was it?
It's season 2.
Oh, wow. Battle Path. See,
fun fact, I own the latest Fortnite emote. Cool. Does anybody know what it is?
No, I don't know.
So it's called Flesh, and it's from the Flesh Prince of Bel-Air. And the reason it's so rare is because they got sued for it, because they didn't get the rights to actually put it in the game.
Okay.
And that's why they have like the whole icon series thing now, because it kind of, like, instead of having, like, because all their dances come from, like, like TV shows and movies and stuff. So, like, back in the day, they would just pull it from somewhere, and then they'd get sued. So that I actually had the latest one.
Look at you.
So yeah.
Fun fact, what's another question?
Sorry. Jeez.
I need like that that thing going on my face of like the equations and stuff, like me just like standing here perplexed. It's like
I think that's how I felt this entire time.
Emma's just here for a good time.
Yeah.
She's like, talk to me when you start talking about Twister.
Twister's fun.
Oh my gosh. You got another question or we'll end this time?
I don't actually.
Okay. So. All right. Cool deal. Well, that ends our game of esports questions. So let's bring it into the next segment. I always like that one so much. Okay, Christian. So let's talk more about esports, okay? So what, can you explain what esports is?
Yeah, absolutely. Esports is competitive video gaming. So a lot of us, you know, we just hop on for a couple hours with our friends and we're just playing to play. Esports is the extracurricular version of that. And so like, just like you would do backyard football or baseball or basketball, whatever. And you have a school version where you're competing against other people to get better, win trophies, tournaments, all that stuff. Same thing with esports. So it's just competitive video gaming. So for us right now, what we're doing is we're playing Call of Duty and Super Smash Bros. And League of Legends. And so we're training our students in those games. Now, that's not the only thing we do. You're more than welcome to come in and play anything else, but those are the games that we coach, specifically just time's sake, all that. And those are the ones we feel comfortable enough to coach you at. And so we do practices that we hold every Tuesday and Thursday for 2 hours. We give them homework. They've got specific assignments they have to meet. They have specific skills they have to be working on consistently. And so it's a lot of repetition.
Mm.
And just getting used to the basic stuff, because, you know, with video gaming, it's everywhere, right? It's our culture right now. And so anybody thinks that they can go into esports, and that's not true, because it takes a lot of dedication and a lot of time away. Like, even when you're not playing the game, you know, you need to be studying, you need to be watching pros play, you need to be reading patch notes, you need to be doing all kinds of other things outside of just playing the game. And that's what I think separates it from just playing like everybody else. Because same thing with football, you know, you've got to do all kinds of things outside and off the field. Same thing with esports. You got to do all kinds of stuff outside of the game to better yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Does anybody have a question?
I don't. I personally don't.
Okay. I don't.
I do not have a question.
I just want to give everybody else a question, a chance to ask a question. Emma, do you have a question? Is it about Twister? Is it about the game of Catan?
Ooh, I love Catan.
That is a good one. Okay, so with esports, hearing that it's a time that you have to dedicate yourself to, how many hours do you think it takes to become proficient to advance?
Thousands.
Thousands.
Thousands of hours. In order to be a professional in anything, you know, it takes, I can't remember what the old adage is. It's 1,000, 7,000, something like that. It's a high 1,000 amount of numbers to just become a professional in anything. And so esports, same thing. Like, you have to spend thousands upon thousands of hours practicing this craft outside of just living life.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just thousands, not counting, you know, your time that you spend, you know, stretching and leading a healthy lifestyle that comes with esports. You know, it's just the game itself. Mm-hmm. And whatever that constitutes, you know, whether it be studying or practicing or watching a pro or watching your opponent, you know, that's the only thing that counts, is what you're doing to get better at this specific game.
Right. Okay. So thousands of hours, a lot of dedication. Do you feel like people who step into this world find that themselves are getting burnt out on, like, the main games, like Call of Duty, Super Smash Bros, or Tekken, people getting all these? Do you feel like burnout happens a lot with these games?
I think you find it common with streamers, especially streamers that only stream one content. You know, they try to put a lot of time and effort into this one thing, and it's something that they're very good at. You know, I watch a particular YouTuber, and there's been multiple instances where he's like, hey, I've got to cut back. Hey, I've got to cut back. Hey, I've got to cut back. Call of Duty's becoming a chore to me, you know, that kind of stuff. So I think it's very popular among streamers, and especially people who focus solely on one craft. Have I seen that in my own experience? Not really, no, because, you know, with the kids, this is something that they want to do. And I think that's what's really cool, is that's their field that they want to do. They want to be doing this stuff. You know, it's not like they're doing it for a job right now. Whereas, you know, where you're a streamer, that's your source of income.
Mm-hmm.
And so the kids that we deal with, this is what they want to do. And so they are willing to put in that work. They're willing to show up for practices. They're willing to do the things that not everybody else who just wants to play casually is willing to do, because that's what they want to do. Now, 3, 4, 5 years from now, is burnout a possibility? Yeah, possibility with anything. If you keep doing it and you keep doing it and keep doing it, and you're doing it so much that you're feeling, you know, stressed or overwhelmed, 100% can become that. Is it something I've seen regularly in my time as an esports coordinator slash coach? No.
Okay. Hmm. So if someone was wanting to get monetized for this job, what steps do they need to take in order to have that happen?
Yeah. Great question. Biggest thing is realizing that it's going to take a lot of time. Mm-hmm. You are not going to get into this field and immediately start making money. It's not happening. People who stream for a living, they've been doing it since 2014, 2012, 2010. They've been doing it before esports became popular.
Yeah. Okay?
And now they're making big bucks. You know, now that it's super popular, they're making big bucks. But they've been doing it for years and nobody knew, just because it wasn't really a big thing back then. So that's the first step. Just realize, like, you are going to be in the hole for a while, as they say, as we adults say. You're not making money for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And once you start reaching the steps too, is it's going to take a fan base. Okay. It's going to take a lot of upfront work. You're going to have to be, you know, manning social medias. And I'm not a big social media guy, but, in order to excel in this field, you have to be.
Right.
You have to be. That's how you're going to reach people. That's how people are going to know about your content. So you have to be big on social media. And if you're not doing it, somebody needs to do it, and you need to pay them to do it. Or hopefully it's somebody close to you. Lucky for me, I've got a wife and she loves doing that stuff. You got to be active on your socials, and you got to put the content out there. You got to put content out. You got to be regular on your content. If you're inconsistent with your content, it's going to be hard for a fan base to develop. Okay. So if you can say, hey, I'm streaming Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, then you need to stream Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Okay. And then once you reach a certain fan base, specifically for Twitch, I can't think of what it is. You can reach affiliate status. And once you start hitting those statuses and benchmarks, you can start reaching out to different companies, and that's when you can start being monetized.
Ooh.
So it takes a lot of upfront work.
Okay.
A lot of upfront work, and a lot of time to build that fan base. And, you know, some companies make it really simple. Like, you've got to hit this goal and then boom, we can talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
I know HyperX Cloud, they are one where all you have to do for them is submit an application and tell them why they should invest in you, essentially. What have you done already? You know, where are you willing to take yourself and take your content? So some make it very simple and very easy like that. Others, you just have to reach out to them and find that stuff.
Okay. So when it comes to esports and having to play all these games to get really good at, what is a comfort game that you go to just step away from that world?
Decompress? well, right now, I'm super ADHD. So I get hyper fixations, especially when it comes to games. Like, I'll see somebody play something, I'm like, oh my gosh, I want to. And I'll play that for like a month straight. So right now, I've been really big back into Pokemon right now.
Oh gosh.
So I've been nuzlocking with Pokemon Radical Red. And I've beaten it one time. And that's kind of been my getaway experience, which is interesting because it's difficult in its own way. But, you know, it's just been calming for me because it's something that's, I don't have to be very good at, you know, I'm not trying to, you know, maintain a certain status or whatever. It's something to hop on and play. And it's really, really cool because my wife's been doing it with me.
Yeah.
So we've been doing like a joint Nuzlocke, where she knows nothing about Pokemon. And so part of the challenge that I put on myself there is like, you pick them, and I'll use them kind of thing.
Okay.
So, yeah. It's been really fun bringing her in on it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Ooh, I have so many questions.
Yeah, go ahead.
First off, what is nuzlocking?
So nuzlocking is a specific set of parameters that you put on a game and to make it more difficult. Floyd, you want to help me out on this one? I'm kind of new to the nuzlocke world.
Yeah, they just the games are like made for children and stuff, but they're still really cool.
Yeah,
like Pokemon are cool. There's like Charizard and stuff.
Yeah, for sure.
So people want to play them, but they want them to be harder. So like, depending on how hard you want it to be, you set different rules for yourself to just upkeep. Like, if it faints, you can't use it anymore. Yeah, and you can only catch so many.
Yeah, so like, that's how we've been doing it, is if a Pokemon faints at any point, it's dead. essentially. Oh, gosh. You can't use it anymore.
Well, that's rough.
Yeah. And then you can only catch one Pokemon per route. And usually it's your first encounter is how the people do it. But we've been doing the, we've been using a Dex Nav. And so essentially we get to pick the Pokemon that we want. And so if you knock it out in that encounter, you don't get it.
Okay.
You've lost that encounter.
Oh, gosh.
And at any point, if you, it's called whiting out. So if you lose all of the Pokemon you have in a battle, you lose. And so you have to start all over.
Mm.
So it's been fun. It's been stressful a little bit, but like nothing to the level of what the requirements are for my other games that I've been upkeeping on.
Okay. Okay. So if I was wanting to get started on this esports world, mm-hmm. who would you recommend for me to go and watch just to start out?
It depends on what you want to do, what kind of content you're into. You know me, I'm a huge nerd, and so a couple of people
I knew it.
You couldn't tell from the Pokemon and Dragon Ball references. And so I really like a guy, his name's Siriax. He does a lot of Dragon Ball content. I've been watching him for forever. And he's really funny, so I love watching his stuff. Call of Duty that I watch is, his name's Expel. I watch a lot of him. He is the kind of, because I'm Call of Duty is my main game
mm-hmm.
that I play, and he makes me feel like I'm just dog water at the game. And I'm not. That's the thing, is like I'm good at it. I am way better than average.
Mm-hmm.
I'm way better than I even think I am sometimes.
That's what, like, any Call of Duty player says.
Yeah. But like I watch him and I'm like, good Lord, I suck. Why do I play this game? Like I was watching him the other night and he has the new season just dropped like last week.
Mm-hmm.
And he has over 30 wins on the new season. I'm like, what?
Like, what have you been doing?
I'm like, what? And like, granted, this is what he does for his job. So he's playing it for hours on end every single day. And I'm like, still, I'm like, I'm struggling, man.
My favorite part of Call of Duty was the props, where everybody gets to be a prop.
Oh, prop hunt? Yeah.
Yeah, that's my favorite one, actually.
I hated that one. I like the old, good old classic stuff. My wife loves prop hunt. I'm like, I don't.
Yeah.
This drives me nuts.
I like zombies.
I love
the zombies modes. Like, I'm ADHD. I like to be doing things constantly, not searching for something, one random object in the middle of the world.
I don't know. Yeah. See, for me, when it comes to video games, I love a good RPG.
Oh, yeah.
What does RPG mean?
Role-playing game.
Oh, okay, cool. Just checking. Yeah. I love a good RPG, and currently right now I'm on Final Fantasy VII.
I thought about getting into it.
It's good. It's good. Yeah. And in the words of Burleazy, if y'all don't know him, go check him out. Burleazy. Actually, don't check him out. Unless you're older. Well, yeah, Burleazy, great, great guy. Real funny. But he, every time he plays an RPG, he'll always say, I wouldn't be me if I didn't loot. And that's been my mentality now. Yeah. I'm always just making sure I can go and search around and find stuff.
Yeah, and see, it's I've been playing a lot of Warzone, and that's what I've been coaching in, and it's you kind of people that make me the most mad. Because it's something I'm trying to get my wife out of the habit of, and trying to get the kids who I'm coaching out of the habit of, is there's two phases and to the game. There's the loot phase, which is about 10 minutes of you just looking for stuff. And then the rest of the game is I'm playing to win. And my wife, me and we usually play trios, me, her, and one of my other buddies. And me and him are just in a death match.
Yep.
And unfortunately for my wife, I have the ability to see her screen and see what she's doing. And we're yelling at it. We're like, all right, there's a guy up here. There's a guy up on the roof. We got to get him. He's cracked. Well, one's down. One's down. And we're getting him down to like absolutely nothing. And I look over on her screen and she's still looting.
That's me.
Stop.
Yeah, that would.
I don't need to loot.
It's like, why would you use your help? What are you doing? I'm looting.
That would be me.
Like, absolutely. If you're passing a chest, open it. Yeah, there's no problem there. You're getting money, you're getting ammo, you're getting good stuff. But if I'm in the middle of a fight, please come help me. Stop. don't open the chest. Don't go for the chest. Okay.
In my mind, I'm like, nah, man.
And I get it, like, because it emits a sound and everything. And so, like, it's satisfying to stop the sound and all this stuff. I'm like, oh, my Lord, please.
I feel like if the game didn't challenge me intellectually, it's like, you can't figure this puzzle out. And I was like, watch me.
Yep.
It's yep. Like, oh, you said I can't?
Oh, yeah. I'm big, like, yep, that's me too. Yep, that's me too.
It brings me back. I don't know if you guys still use this, but it's like when someone says bet to you.
Yep.
And you just feel obligated to prove them wrong.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
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 Is that still a thing, or what do y'all say now?
I think it's still bet.
All right.
Bet. Good. Say less.
Say less. Yep. I think say less is say less. Taken. I think say less is taken over.
Yeah.
And then, that personally happens to me a lot. When someone's like, you won't do this, I'm like, watch me. I'm like, bet.
Actually, I think even before that, it used to be YOLO.
Yep.
What y'all know
Shout
about
out to Drake.
What y'all know about that? Do y'all know what YOLO means?
No.
No.
Yeah. Oh,
that is stumped me.
You don't know what YOLO
means? No. You guys don't know what YOLO is?
Dang.
You only live once.
Dang, man. I'm old.
Yeah, that just aged us right there.
It's like, dang, I felt another gray hair come out of nowhere.
Yep. Yep. Gotta grab the tweezers for that one.
Dang, man. Oh, gosh. I'm just gonna end this podcast here. Thank you. Well, does anybody have any other questions? I know we learned a lot about esports and some of the dedications getting into it.
Yeah. And I know we talked a lot about, you know, some of the things that can be intimidating about esports, but what's really cool right now is that there's so much of it going on. There's a lot of opportunity. And so in order to be a collegiate football player, about 14% of high school players in the world will be a collegiate football player that will play at college level. Of that 14%, 7% will make it to the pros. And so, like, that's a very small pool of people that actually become pros. And the cool thing about esports is it's remote. You can do it from anywhere. There's so many different types of things you can do. There's a lot of opportunity in the field right now. And so colleges are offering scholarships for it, for people to come play for their teams. They're offering degrees in it. There's all kinds of stuff out there for esports right now. And that's kind of been a big focal point for us, is to get you guys, get kids and teens in front of that stuff. We want to prepare them. That way they can be seen and taken to the next level for it. So that's a big thing about what we've been doing is trying to just educate them and say, hey, this stuff is out there. Go take it, because nobody else is. And so, like, a big thing too is, like, this is a stretch, but, you know, there was a kid in October who won $1 million from a Fortnite competition. And in the competition that he won from before then, he got second place and won 95 grand. This kid is 16, has more money than I'll ever see in my lifetime.
Wow.
He is making money from playing Fortnite. That's a level of dedication there, because obviously he spent a lot of time playing Fortnite.
I wish I could do that.
I know, right?
I still play Fortnite. Like, I started 2 months ago, and I've been playing for 6 years. Mm-hmm. Like, it's...
Yeah, takes a lot, but that's the level that you can reach, and the... how quickly you can reach it compared to, you know, something of like a pro level sport. You know, you with, you know, college or with football, at least you got to play 3 years in college or something of some other equivalent, and, you know, basketball 1 year in college or a year overseas, you know, something like that. So there's a lot of stipulations to become pros there. That's not the same with esports. So there's literal children that are out there getting handed contracts for games that, like, when essentially that say, when you turn 18, you're on our team.
Yeah.
And, like, that's like parents are, like, having to sign 12. Those contracts. Yeah.
And they're 12.
Because they're not legally old enough to sign the contract. So it's crazy. Like, that's all kinds of stuff that's out there for esports.
Man, that's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
So before we end our time today, is there something that you could say to the people listening to this to inspire them on just chasing this dream, if this is something that they're looking to? What are your thoughts?
yeah, I mean, you're already not there. Why not try it? You know, so what I mean is, you know, in life, don't be scared to take advantage of an opportunity, because I mean, you already don't have said opportunity. Why not try it? If you fail, nothing changes for you. Okay. And just go out and do it. If you succeed, then boom, you've got a new thing you can do.
All right, then. Well, guys, I'm Mr. Joe, and this is Youth Force Chronicles. I'm joined by Emma, Floyd, Levi, and our special guest, Mr. Christian Soto. I almost messed it up. I'm going to say that one more time because I just sat here and was like, All right, I'm ready. Well, guys, I'm Mr. Joe, and this is
take three.
The back of my hand. Well, guys, I'm Mr. Joe, and this is Youth Force Chronicles. I'm joined here by Emma, Floyd, Levi, and our special guest, Mr. Christian. We got to talk about esports and how it is a time that you have to dedicate a lot in order to get good at this. You can get money from it. And also, if it's something you love to do, stick at it, because you can make a career out of it. Mm-hmm. And so this is Youth Force Chronicles. Thank you for listening, and we'll catch you next time. Peace.
Are you ready?